Kenny and Akalia, 610. Do it again.
That dude that bought a Charlie Chaplin film on eBay.
Yeah, he liked the tin, so he bought the thing for $5 US. Now it's worth a six-figure sum.
I would love that to happen to me, but I don't collect things, so I don't buy stuff, so...
Makes it kind of difficult.
So no collections for you, then?
I thought that was more of a man's thing.
I don't collect anything that doesn't fit into two suitcases. That's about all I own.
Sure. Me too.
I think I misspoke earlier because I do have a collection working.
Do you?
My mom and pop took me to the zoo. I went nuts at the hippo tank. I loved the hippopotamus for some reason. Then they bought me a stuffed animal. They bought me a button that had this hippo on it. From then on, I've been collecting hippos.
What? I've never seen anything hippo-themed in your home.
What I mean is my mother is collecting hippos.
Oh, there it is.
For me. Still to this day, she'll call up and she'll say, "Hey, I got another hippo for the collection. It's a little ceramic thing. It's super cute. You're going to love it." I put it with the rest of them, Mom, that I haven't seen for the last 6 years.
So a friend's mother was nuts about frogs, and the whole house was frog-themed.
Oof.
I mean, from mugs in the kitchen to plates to pictures on the wall to the clock being a picture of a frog face to cushions in the living room being frogs, ceramic frogs.
Lily pad bath mat.
Since she's been born, she's been obsessed with hippos. My mother-in-law, when she was born, she bought her a little blue fluffy hippo, and that was just it. And we lost it the one day at the airport, and this poor child was devastated. And to this day, she's nearly 13. That hippo is still in her bed, and God forbid if somebody touches it or takes it away.
Well, if that one ever goes missing, I've got about 200,000 for you to choose from.
But then also having the real thing in front of your doorstep, I suppose, also helped a couple of years ago as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Being in Africa and you actually see the real thing, it actually makes a difference as well.
Yeah,
the real thing is slightly different, though, from a cuddly toy, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, the hippo is actually the most dangerous animal in South Africa. Most accidents, the people get killed by hippos.
Wow.
It's the most dangerous one.
You need to share that story with my mother.
I saw a program and some lady had a vase outside her front door that she used for potting plants. And it turned out to be a Ming vase.
Wow. They're a lot of money, right?
Yeah. They sold for about 52 million to 100 million pounds.
Oh, can you imagine?
And she left it on her front patio.
Unbelievable. That's changing your life, money.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I need to go back and go through some of that old junk in my
parents' attic. Better look out for Ming vases.
You were collecting what, pottery?
I collect pool pottery just from second-hand shops, really. It actually comes down from my mother.
You got to have those roadshow people round to yours and pick through that stuff.
I know. I just thought that was quite funny.
That's awesome.
Really expensive
vases.
That's
actually made me feel envious, though.
But you don't have more junk sitting around
but
that could be worth
more
something?
Rubbish.
It's good to collect unusual things. I think it reflects your personality.
Then I'm empty and shallow.
Well, I've got hippos. Kenny and Akalia for breakfast. 99.3. 106. Radio 2.